Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Mem, and tonight we are doing Sifim Ches, Tes, Yud, Yud, Aleph, and Yud Beis, page 382. Kuf Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis says the Shulchan Aruch, Mochet Shnaflu Min HaKesses Mutal Achzirim. If stuffing came out of the pillow, you're allowed to put it back in. Aval Asu Litnam B'Tchila B'Kesses. However, you're not allowed to stuff a pillow initially, meaning you're not allowed to put the stuffing in the pillow for the very first time. Says the Mishabura, Mochen Kol Dover Rach Kari Mochen Kogon Semer Gefen Ugris B'Gadim B'Luyim V'Chia Gavna. Any soft material that they might use to stuff a pillow is considered to be Mochen. That's what the word means. What denotes us? It could be feathers, it could be cotton, it could be cuttings of old fabrics and things like that. So mutal achziram laosa keses. You're allowed to put them back into that keses, into that cushion. To keep in the kvaro yisham aim b'zem yisham tikkun mana. Since they had been there in the past, it's not a violation of tikkun mana. Ach sheizar shlo yitpor. But you have to be careful not to sew it. Pitchila the hashta avad la mana. The reason you're not allowed to stuff a pillow in the first place is because that is tikkun mana. V'yesh b'zechiyuv d'oraisa. That would be a violation mida oraisa to do that in the Dirshu, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that to blow up a basketball or something like that, if it had been blown up before, you're allowed to, add air to it. But if you're blowing it up for the first time, then it would be a violation of tikkun mana to making a new kli, a new item. Sif tes. Also, the kabetz melech mi misrafos melech. You're not allowed to gather salt from the places where they would. Where they would have salt, what would happen is seawater would go into an area and then the sun would bake it out, would dehydrate the water so that you'd be left with salt. Shadomala ma'amer. So gathering the salt from some such places is similar to ma'amer. Ma'amer means gathering produce from the place that it grew in the field. V'chein asa l'kabi is called over makom gedulo. You're not allowed to gather anything from the place where it grew. Says the Mishnah Berurah la'medalad mi'misrafos ha'melech she'yesh makom ha'shamam shechletochen mayim in yam v'achamas raftan ve'nasin. He describes what the Misrafos HaMelech are, that there are places where the seawater goes and then the sun causes all the water to evaporate, and therefore there's salt that's left over. The real melech ma'amer is to gather up the stalks. So this is similar to that. But it's only usher in the place where it becomes salt. Because that's ki'ilu, the place where it grew. Just like you're not allowed to gather the stalks in the field. Aval im nispazim b'makom acher mutu l'kapsu l'makom. But if it scattered to somewhere else, then you're allowed to gather them up in one place. That's not ma'amer. Ma'amer is only in the place where it grew. When you're gathering salt, it's only similar to ma'amer. So it's only ma'amer midrabanan, because it doesn't actually grow from the ground. And we said that anything that grew in that place is a violation of ma'amer. Whether it be fruits or vegetables or wood or grass, anything that grew from the ground. Now this, unlike salt, is the actual chiv d'oraisa. If you gather up fruits from the place where they grew, that's an actual violation of ma'amer b'd'oraisa. That's the exact definition of the malacha. V'haydenakad ha-mechaber b'lashon asr. The reason the mechaber says asr as opposed to chayiv, lahoros lanu d'shalom makom gidulon k'noshon spazum peres b'bayis hafilu isur nami leka k'shem kapten yachad, is to tell me that if it's not makom gidulo, then it's actually mutter. V'aylel sun shun lamin ha-hesef hey. V'shom reginus pardesum tzrichlim yizar ma'od b'zeh hafilu peres shenashon mibodiyom shalasum b'shabes hafilu ma'at. People who watch over gardens and orchards have to be very careful not to pick up any of the fruits, even fruits that fell off the trees before Shabbos, even a little bit, because they're likely going to be in violation of Umlach D'Oraisa. Because to violate Imur is a very small amount in order to violate ma'amer. Ukumoshkas Rambam, ha'ma'amer achlin, imla achila shiro ki grogeres, vimla behema shiro kumlo piagdi, vimla saka shiro ki de levashal beta ayin sham. That the, how much produce do you have to gather together to violate ma'amer? So if you're doing it to eat it, a shiro of a grogeres, that's very small, that's the size of a dried fig. And if it's for a behema, the amount that you'd stuff in a goat's face, a goat is a small animal, it's not so much. And if it's to make firewood, it's the amount of firewood you would need to cook an egg. Again, not very much. So therefore, one has to be very careful not to pick up any scattered fruits at all and bunch them together, because that's going to be a violation of, very likely going to be a violation of Mida Oraisa of Ma'amer. Siv Yun, HaMekabitz Devei Levasim Meni Eagle. If a person puts together a fig cake, he stuffs them together and sticks them together. Oshanakov Te'enim V'Hichnes HaChevel Behem Achin Skab, or he strings together a bunch of figs on a string. He puts a hole in the figs and strings them together till they become one thing. Hareza told us Ma'amer v'chayiv. That's also a violation of a told of Ma'amer, and you're going to be chayiv. Chayim kol kayotze b'zayin. Any such similar activity. Says Mishbura, Hareza told us Ma'amer, shadarkin shalosan peros l'chaber n'bofen zeh. Because it's normal to connect those peros in that way. Vayin b'nishmas adam shemitzadeh da'af k'shosa kein b'bayis chayiv mishu Ma'amer. Nishmas adam says that even if you do this in a house, it's Ma'amer. De'bo'ofen kazeh osu ilasas gam b'bayis k'besadav chayim kazu b'sev v'maisor k'echayin sham. Unbelievable chumra. Now when it comes to the actual normal Ma'amer, that's only going to apply in the field. But when it comes to this type of ma'amer of stringing fruits together or making a fig cake or something like that, since it's just as normal to do this in the house as it is in the field, it becomes ma'amer when you do it in the house. So sif yir aleph, av b'chnosim shum shum v'agozim lidvash, lo yichabtzim biyado, even though a person might take sesame seeds or nuts and have it soaked in honey, you should not squeeze them together. What does that mean? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Rotzolom Hashem, Ahadik Biyodo Agozim, Al Yidei Zem Mafra Advash Mi Bechutz. That what you should not, what we're saying not to do is that when it's all attached together with the honey and you're squeezing out the nuts so that you could separate the nuts from the honey, that's Asr Da'avi Borah, because that's a violation of Borah, Vayin Lel B'Sim Mishin Yotas B'Sofa Shabarar Nudavar Zeh. And we already explained the Dinim of Borah back in Sim If a person puts some flax seeds or sesame seeds in water, it's a violation of lush, of kneading, because it all mixes together and it becomes one thicker unit, and therefore it's a violation of Lisha. So again, to review what we learned today, we said that you're allowed to put stuffing back in the pillow as long as you don't sew it together, but you're not allowed to put stuffing in the pillow in the first place, because that's tikkun mana. We said that you're not allowed to gather together, it would be an issur drabanan to gather salt from the misrafos hamelech, it would actually be chayiv, ma'amer midaraisa, if you gather even tiny amounts of produce from the field itself. We then said that if you put a bunch of figs together, it might be ma'amer daraisi, even if you do it in a house. And then we said that when you have sesame seeds or nuts that are mixed in with honey, you're not allowed to squeeze the honey out of them, nor can you put zera pishtan or sesame seeds into water, because that's a violation of lisha. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Sif Yud Gimel, back to regular place, regular time tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening, everybody.